Yes, indeed. We are back again. Like that intro, I hear it in my head at sleep at night. We've done this so many times. Yep. But this is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain of that very Veteran Rescue Mission. I am here with the second part of the dynamic duo in Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself Coaching. That is ibelieveinmyself.com.
.org. Yes.
Or if you put in .com, it'll just bounce it. And then Google I Believe in Myself, and then you'll see the actual website.
I think so.
Yeah, for sure. So we have another amazing show in store for you. Last show, it was, I think, another great one, a little emotional, a little, encouraging. We had one of the veterans that are in our program at Veteran Rescue Mission on the show to talk about, just what he's going through in his life with his military experience, what transitioning to civilian life was like, the bumps and bruises that one takes when trying to make that transition, and then the help that he's been able to get coming through Veteran Rescue Mission, our homeless veteran transition center, and getting connected with the benefits that he needs to get situated. So it was there weren't too many dry eyes in the house. It was certainly a really emotional time, but we're excited to have, just as an awesome show today, we have something special that we have at least once a month, the Sponsors Corner, where we'll be talking about all of our amazing sponsors and the amazing work that they've done in the community and in supporting this show. And then the second segment, we'll be having one of my favorite segments, we used to have it all the time with the I Believe in Myself Tip of the Week, we called it, just because Andreas just brought the motivation, brought the noise, brought the tips regularly. But unfortunately for you guys at home, you only get it once in a blue moon, but you'll get to enjoy it today. And then on the second half of the show, we have, I think, easily our favorite guest on this show, person who's been on the show most of all as a guest, Dr. Jennifer Herrera, the superintendent of Tucson International Academy, the only school, or the main school, let's say, in this city of Tucson that makes college come true for high school age kids. So definitely stay listening, stay tuned in. You're going to enjoy yourself. If you've never heard Common Good Radio Show today, you're in for a treat. If you listen to Common Good Radio Show every week, hey, nice to see you. But what we do every show, every Common Good Radio Show, that where we highlight the good in our community, is we give grace to a father that has blessed us oh so very much, both Andreas and myself. We are just so very blessed. We have beautiful children. We have a beautiful family. We have beautiful lives, beautiful jobs. We have beautiful calling in life. So it's just, we are just abundant with blessings. So we would be behents if we didn't give the grace to the man who deserves it, to put him above and before everything else, and that is our Father Lord. And we're going to show him a little respect, a little appreciation this week with the Lord's Prayer. And it goes a little something like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I think it's especially fitting, and I think awesome that we do that at the beginning of every show, because a lot of the organizations, and particularly the people that run the organizations that support this show, are our believers, as they call it, are Christians, and we all kind of have this shared belief of the goodness that comes from serving others and serving God, and that belief that if we do the right thing, good stuff will come. So I'm certainly always thankful to do that, not only for myself and for my appreciating relationship with God, but for our awesome sponsors that make this show happen.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
And speaking of awesome sponsors, we have Dr. Jennifer Herrera coming in the studio right now. And so she gets to hear us gush over all of our sponsors in today's edition of the Sponsors Corner. So I guess there's no better fitting than to one, like we always do, mention that we've been doing this show for over a year now, and that one of the first first organizations that came on and sponsored us and made it this show come true week after week, Tucson International Academy.
Yes.
You know, and in a lot of ways, you know, Tucson International Academy, like, I mean, and the funny thing is when we first, when I first started working with Dr. Jennifer Herrera, which, I mean, you've been working with her long before I did, it seemed, mm-hmm. you know, I told her what I really want from you, you know, especially as soon as I met her, or what I want from Tucson International Academy is I want you guys to be a pillar of our show, you mm-hmm. know, and I want you guys to be able to hold our show up because we need that. And they have,
mm-hmm.
you know, absolutely. They have tailfold. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It's been over a year now. Mm-hmm. That's crazy how yeah. time flies, man. It feels like just a month ago that we had that conversation at the IHOP and we talked mm-hmm. with Jennifer, remember?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And yeah, so it's been great to be able to work with her and just get to know her more and get to know her people more mm-hmm. and just the great things that they're doing there. And yeah, it's been fun to have her in the studio. And we haven't had her in the studio like this in mm-hmm. a while, so it's nice to have you here.
I know. Yay, thank just, you.
Yeah, that's because she's the busiest woman in Tucson, for sure.
Not that much. Yeah. But I'm busy. Yeah, so yeah. I love to run around and do stuff.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't feel like I thank you enough for how much you support me and Andreas. I mean, really, aside from the Common Good Radio Show, mm-hmm. both of us, we probably wouldn't be where we are today if it wasn't for your support and you believing
Jeez.
In us.
Mm-hmm. That's so nice of you yeah. to say that.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's mutual, though. I think it's like, what would I do without you guys?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
no, that matters.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, it's kind of almost been, you know, this mastermind. I was listening to this with Napoleon Hill about the masterminds and just how when you meet with people that help you grow and help you think better and just guide you and believe in you. And, you know, it's just, and also just seeing other people doing what they're doing in their lives, it gives you ideas, you know, oh, maybe I could do that. Or I could get some ideas from Jennifer, from you, just anybody, you know, like there's so many mentors out there and it's great to be in this room with the two of you as great mentors, you know, so.
Yeah. Yeah. We're so blessed. Even not only, definitely this is a sponsor's corner, so I'm going to give everybody love. Not only Tucson International Academy, but we got North Star Hyperbaric that's been supporting us, mm-hmm. La Frontera that supported us from the beginning. We just recently brought on MPG Automotive,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Ironwood Dental. Just this week, we brought in All-in-One Bookkeeping mm-hmm. onto the show. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's just such a blessing. I mean, I tell people this, you know, around your morning ritual, and I'll leave on this before we go into break, is every morning I do a ritual where I walk for a mile to the park, I meditate at the park, and then I walk home and I pray on my walk home. And every fifth or sixth time, and this still stays true to this day, that number's been extending, but it's still about the truth. I cry when I'm praying to God on my walk home. Because having that honest of a conversation and really kind of letting that go and having him there to support me and being honest with him, it just, it makes a different man out of me. So that's certainly something I suggest to everybody. Mm-hmm. But we will discuss that and much more after the break. We got I Believe in Myself Tip of the Week with Andreas Ruiz. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Commission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with the second part of my dynamic duo, Andreas Ruiz, and Dr. Jennifer Herrera is in the corner in the batting box ready to swing.
Ready.
So, we'll be back after this message.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you would like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another stupendous edition of the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with I Believe in Myself's own. That's IBelieveInMyself.org for those that are keeping track at home with Andrea Shuiz. Just in case you need motivation in your life, you whether you hit a hitch in the road or you have this ginormous goal like getting to the moon that you want to achieve, mm-hmm. Andrea Shuiz is the type of guy that you want to speak with to help you get to that point. You had a coach in high school to help you get to become the best basketball player, football player, or even get the best SAT scores you could. Why don't you have a coach as an adult to help you reach those goals, those magnificent goals that will make your whole entire life? But don't hear it from me, hear from Andreas himself.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. So today I want to talk about something that really inspired me when I was barely starting my journey of personal development. Mm-hmm. And it started off with Les Brown. And I remember Les Brown listening to his audio for the first time ever. And that's when I was just really struggling with life. And I just didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. Mm-hmm. And I remember that a friend of mine had told me, hey, listen to this audio. And I had procrastinated on that for 2-3 months. And then I finally said, man, I got to listen to something. And so I popped in the audio. And then Les Brown spoke to my heart. He said, many people will leave the universe without a trace. Mm. And under their name, you can put not used up. Mm-hmm. And I said, damn, like that really... You know, that really hit home for me.
You posted that today.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I did. Uh-huh. Yeah. So when I heard that, I said, that's me. That's I'm not being used up. So I just didn't know what to do at that point. I just said, I'm just going to continue to listen to these audios. I replaced them for watching 4 to 5 hours a day of basketball. So sports, I just at that time, I didn't know how much time I was wasting in my life. Mm. 4 to 5 hours of just watching other people. Making other people rich because I was watching the TV and and then I said, what am I doing for myself? So then I started listening to a lot of audios, reading a lot of books, and then that's what really transformed my life. And then I decided to, that's when I started doing stand-up comedy. And I tell everybody like, oh, quite the trace I wanted to leave behind, right? Be a comedian. But then that comedy, it helped me to have courage to just not care anymore about what people thought about me or said about me, because that was one of the biggest things that was holding me back. And so then I started to, I was a terrible comedian. I really sucked. So it was like, I really got to get better at this. And then somebody told me about Toastmasters. And then that's when I joined Toastmasters. And then I started to get better as a comedian through Toastmasters. But then I fell in love with motivational speaking. I said, this is way better than stand-up comedy. I still like stand-up comedy, but motivational speaking was where it's at. And that's how I met Jennifer. So when Toastmasters and nice. That's how I got started, man. And you know, something else that came to mind as I'm speaking about this is when I was doing stand-up comedy, I recall one time going to the comedy club and there was this old gentleman, Fred. He was about 70 years old. He just turned 70 that night. Mm. And then he said, I asked Fred, hey, you know, how long have you been doing stand-up comedy for? And he says, this is actually my first night doing stand-up comedy. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, damn, like 70 years old?
Uh-huh. Wow.
And he went up there and he killed it. He did it great. He was really funny. They even gave him extra time. Mm. And then when he got off the stage, I asked Fred, hey, man, like, how did you feel doing stand-up comedy? And he says, you know what? I have a lot of money. I've traveled many places. I've done a lot of things, but I feel like I finally did what I've always wanted to do my whole life. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, that's cool. He's 70 at that time. I think I was like 29 or 30. And I was like, okay, then there's still plenty of time. And I thought at the time, I was like, man, I'm too old to be doing comedy, 29, 30. But then when I heard Fred, I was thinking, I'm going to do it too. Mm-hmm. So that's, and like I said, going forward again to doing motivational speaking, that's when I met Jennifer. And that's when she just asked me, like, I told her, hey, I'm a motivational speaker, because I was doing the whole Earl Nightingale saying to everybody, I'm a motivational speaker, which I had never even spoken in front of like kids or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But I had given speeches just at Toastmasters, so I consider myself a motivational speaker. And then I told her that I'm a motivational speaker. And that's when she said, hey, why don't you come speak to my school? Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, cool. And then she said, well, how much do you charge? And I'm like, oh, she wants to pay me? Like, no way. So that's how we got started.
Hey, as
getting paid as a speaker.
She's like, oh, I didn't have to pay him. Dang it.
Darn it. Yeah, no.
I know.
Now you're worth every penny.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And then Jennifer, she gave me the confidence. You know, the Toastmasters, they gave me the confidence to believe in myself that I could do public speaking, but she gave me the confidence to, hey, you know, I can get paid as a motivational speaker. Mm-hmm. And so for people out there who are looking for something, if you're telling yourself, you know, there's got to be more to this life than what I'm doing right now, you're absolutely right. There's something waiting for you. You can do something, but you got to do something. You got to move. You can't just sit there and wait for things to come to you. A lot of people believe in the law of attraction, but the law of attraction doesn't work if you ask, I want $1 million, and then you just sit there and eat a sandwich.
And another thing I was listening to with Jim Rohn that you put me on to, thank you, not Jim Rohn, M-R-O-M-E, but R-O-H-M.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. is that the law of attraction only works if you're attractive.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not only are you attracting to you, you know, what you're putting out, but like, I think we were having the conversation the other day, particularly, you know, around Zach Yenser, who is a great up-and-comer, does a radio show at this show. Just, you can look at his pictures, you can watch his videos, you can, anything you see of him, that's an attractive dude. Mm-hmm. And it's not like he's like Brad Pitt supermodel. I'm not saying he's not a good-looking guy, but that's not why he's attractive. He's attractive because the energy he's put it off, the stuff he's involved in, the type of people he has around him, the way he dresses, the way he carries himself. This dude is an attractive dude. I want to be in his circle. Mm-hmm. And that's that. Knowing that, accepting that, and living that out, it makes a big difference between success and insuccess. I mean, in a lot of ways, it's what attracted us to each other.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and what do you think about the law of attraction, Jennifer?
Like, I've never heard it better explained, but that is the truth. It has to. You have to be attractive. So if you're wanting to make more money, what's going to attract more money? Well, someone responsible, somebody who doesn't have a hole in their purse, somebody who is morally in the right state of mind to receive such a gift. Because we all know from lottery winners that when people get money, it doesn't necessarily do anything for them. Sometimes it harms them.
Yeah.
So you got to be attractive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it starts with yourself. You have to be the one. Mm-hmm. And that is what you always are posting. You know, how do we make ourselves better? And that's what we try to live out every day. So it's exciting. And it is true. That's how we attracted. Because I saw like new young blood, you know, new energy, hope for the future. Because I get frustrated thinking, gosh, is there nobody out there trying to make a difference? I want to make a difference. So I want to be around people who want to make a difference. Boom, you guys show up. It was great.
Nice.
Yeah. And I mean, the energy that you bring to our conversations is very powerful because, you know, it doesn't matter like if you're young or older or anything like that. It doesn't matter. It's your energy. Your energy is young. Mm. And that's what really
you're definitely younger than us when it comes to energy, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, damn, feeling a little older. Yeah.
But you do bring some great energy because there's a lot of people who don't have energy, and it's because they're just not excited. But you know what's really cool is when this is the law of attraction of energy, that we in this room create so much more energy than 100 people out there, you know, combined.
So true.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So this energy, we have to be around this type of energy, because if we don't have this type of energy, you know, we'll wither away and die because we don't have that energy. And, you know, like sometimes we need people to give us that energy at times, you know?
Yeah.
So
it's like what is like sparks. Like I know a little bit about physics because I'm being forced to teach some physics right now until we get a real teacher hired. But just there's chemical reactions, there's you know, electrical magnetic reactions, and there is a chemistry to, you know, we talk about chemistry in love relationships, but there's also chemistry in friendships. And it's like it's just as powerful and just as important.
Yes. That's good stuff.
That's a great note. And you'll get to hear more wise thoughts from the superintendent of Tucson International Academy, Dr. Jennifer Herrera, after this
break. Take notes.
This is a Common Good radio show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself, ibelievemyself.org. We'll be right back.
North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation. With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to VeteranRescueMission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at VeteranRescueMission.org.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at ibelievinmyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to ibelievinmyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
It's the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran
Forward
Rescue
slash.
Mission. Yeah. the beginning show of the spinoff Making College Come True radio show. And I'm Pastor John McClain of both those shows, actually, surprisingly, and also of Veteran Rescue Mission, here with my partner. I think it's safe to say. I'm afraid to say that in public. People give us weird looks, but definitely we've been going to mixers lately. Every time I say this is my partner, people look at us odd. But
my partner, business.
We're involved in so many things. Yes. It's hard to say he's just my friend or just my co-host on the show, because he's certainly a lot more than that. And he's really handsome. And they call him Andreas Ruiz. He's a motivational. Do you think being a motivational coach, being handsome, is like very helpful in that? You think?
I don't know. I'm all right. I mean,
look at this guy. He's modest, people. He's humble. See, you guys need to go to ibelievemyself.org today to get a coach. But speaking of another humble, amazing, very attractive in so many ways person, somebody who's attracted hundreds, maybe even thousands of people into college, you know, that I don't want to say convince them to do the right thing, but she certainly encouraged them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I like that little shove.
it's a nice little gentle shove in the correct direction. And that is, actually, let me do what I do before every single Making College Come True radio show. Here in studio with us today, we have the superintendent of Tucson International Academy, a former Tucson Unified School District educator, the author of the award-winning, by me, Making College Come True book, 10 Keys of Success, and the newest talk radio show host in the city of Tucson.
Ooh,
her name is Dr. Jennifer Herrera.
There we go.
That's it.
Yeah.
In this corner.
Well,
I love it. I'm ready to come out.
Thank you, as always, for being here, Dr. J.
Thank you. Man. It's always fun. I like the whole name of the idea of common good. Mm-hmm. And when I look at you, too, it's like the three of us, we're all trying to do things for the common good.
For the common good.
In particular, Tucson, Arizona, and then anyone else that can hear what we're trying to say, I think it applies. So I'm just excited to be around people that have that energy, have that focus.
We are a team. Me and Andreas talk about it a lot, how like there's like this team we're part of, and sometimes we forget, or sometimes we don't realize who the members are, but I think, I mean, we like you're saying, we epitomize it with this show, the common good. Like, it doesn't have like a religious preference, it doesn't have a political preference, it doesn't have, you know, any ethnic cultural preference. It is just what's for the good of all of us.
That's right.
And on this show, definitely, that's what we put out there. We're not, you know, we certainly aren't, you know, not too often, and nothing against them. You guys do what you do, but we're not going to have ExxonMobil on here. We're not going to probably have certain organizations that, you know, it's maybe what they're doing sometimes isn't for the common good. We're going to have Tucson International Academy. We're going to have organizations like La Frontera. We're going to have local organizations that make our organization. Nothing against ExxonMobil. This company, this country would not be where it was without organizations like ExxonMobil, but we certainly want to put out the good in people. We want to create a place where people know if you're looking to for good, this is where you find it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And certainly that being, you know, a huge case with Tucson International Academy and everything that you do. And I guess for those who haven't heard you guys on the show before or haven't tuned into Making College Come True, explain to people, what is Tucson International Academy?
Tucson International Academy is a network of four charter schools.
Okay.
And each one of them are kinder through 12th grade. Mm. So we have a real family focus, inviting families to come and celebrate like Cinco de Mayo, Día de Seis, Chinese New Year, a lot of cultural events because we are international.
Mm-hmm.
We do teach Mandarin Chinese and Spanish.
Yep.
Mm. And it's a place where we want people to make those alliances also, like to have like common good and common. We want to raise up leaders for the future, and we start in kinder. I mean, as soon as we meet kids, you can see things in them. And if you can give them experiences like, why don't you be in charge of decorations this year? You know, that's our leadership role. Mm-hmm. Why don't you help with the distribution of the food boxes from Gap Ministries that we do at our schools?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you help with the homeless bags that we make? We make little baggies, and because people don't know how to respond to seeing people on the street. It upsets them. They don't want to give them money, but they do want to give them money, but they don't know what to do. So, yep, we make baggies. And nice. It's just something. It's a way to respond. It's a way to be responsible and as far as the community. So that's really what our school is about. It's about raising up future leaders. And we do have a extra focus on having kids go to college. Now, I don't think everybody needs to go to college. I don't. And so we tell the kids that you don't have to go to college. It doesn't mean you're a bad person or a less than person if you don't. However, if you want to be at the top of your game as a leader and you don't know what directions to take, why not go to college? Because you will be stretched and grown in ways you never thought were or even stretchable or growable because of all the hoops you have to jump and some of the red tape you got to go through. And you learn perseverance, you learn discipline, that morning ritual discipline. Boy, by junior, senior year, if you haven't figured that one out, you quit school. I mean, you have to learn how to build yourself up. So I just love it. It's college is one mode for that. You know, you could also go to a series of, you could get a coach. I mean, just having a coach is another positive thing. Of course, I think going to church, that can be a place where you get recharged. So many things, but for me, I need like all of those. I mean, I don't know how people do the things they do in the world without having that. So I have not one coach, I have two, really three. You know, I do have a church in my life, and I have a Bible study in the week, and I have outreach groups that I'm a part of, and I have Toastmasters for the speaking constant refinement. I have so many things in place in my life. I know one time my daughter and some young graduates from high school were saying, we don't know how you do all that you do. How do you do that? And I said, here's the thing. If I didn't do these morning ritual types of things, I couldn't do what I do in the afternoon. I couldn't. I wouldn't make it. I wouldn't have what I need to pour out. And so, I mean, if you want to be effective, you really have to learn that self-discipline. And it starts with focusing on making yourself better first. You know, humble yourself first. Don't go out pointing fingers. Take care of you first. And then get around people that are like you. And that is what TIA is about. If kids come to our school, it is way more than learning reading, writing, and math. It is all about yes, be at the top of your game academically, and definitely you'll leave our school with acceptance to college and full ride scholarships. I have very few kids who didn't get a full ride with the combination of FAFSA with the government things that they offer. And so I mean, you won't leave with that. But in addition, hopefully you will have built lifelong relationships and friendships to make a difference.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah, good stuff.
Well, we'll hear a little bit about more about TIA when we get back, particularly the particulars. I know you guys do some trips. You do a lot of other cool things happening out of TIA. So we'll have all that and more with the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz. We'll be right back.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today.
Hello and welcome back. I hope you're ready for one more amazing segment of the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, because that's exactly what we got for you. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself Coaching. If you need motivation in your life, go to ibelievemyself.org. If you want to know more information about the radio show, go to veteranrescuemission.org as well, because we're both organizations, apparently. Mm-hmm. And then also on that homepage of veteranrescuemission.org, we have a donate button. We can use all the donations we can get, whether it's for our Homeless Veteran Transition Center, where our main focus is to connect people with housing, or it's our Veteran Thrift Store, where our main goal is to train people on jobs and prepare them for the workforce, which so far it's been working out really well. Particularly, just quick story, I was having a conversation with one of my guys the other day, and I was like, oh, cool. You feel like you're ready to go get a part-time job? And he's like, no, I just, you know, I can't see myself working, you know, a day or two a week, like working a whole day. I'd be so drained. I'm like, but you do a day a week at the store without any problems. Couldn't you do that somewhere else and actually get paid for it? And he's like, you're right, I could do that. So yeah, it's cool. Yeah. When, yeah, like, this work program that we have, you know, it's fulfilling our potential and what I wanted for it. So it's awesome when I have stuff like that happen. Nice.
That's awesome. That's cool. I love it.
Yeah. And before we left the break, Dr. J was telling us about, you know, all the amazing things happened at TIA, and particularly, you know, something that like really caught me that, you know, I wanted to kind of bring us back around to, as you were talking about just kind of like reaching certain goals and making it to a certain place. And it's something that stuck out with me. Again, I'll mention, I feel like this is the Jim Rohn show. I'll be mentioning him so much on this show, where he talks about his teacher asked him to write down his goals. And when he wrote down his goals, his teacher's like, yeah, that's good. Those are some, you know, some really good goals. You got some cars there, you got some jobs there, you got, you know, a healthy family and all that. But he's like, well, where are your health goals on here? And where are your education goals? Mm-hmm. And where are, you know, and all these other pockets of places that we don't consider enough, but it sounds like in a lot of ways, mm-hmm, that's what Tucson International Academy is all about, is to start thinking about, okay, that your goals and your health and your well-being is well beyond just financial or the things that we think of on a surface level.
100%. I mean, there is so much more to life. I mean, really, that's so funny you brought this up, because today I was actually in a high school class for the morning, and I was working with some kids, actually the whole class, and there was a bunch of them. And so I thought, let them get to know you. So I just said, does anybody have any questions for me? You know, did you want to know something? And they said that they wanted to know, like, basically how much money I made. And I said, well, how much money do you think I make? And I told him, I have 5 degrees. I have this. We own 4 schools, blah, blah, blah. How much do you think I make? And then they said some numbers, and they were crazy amounts. And I go, okay, well, you're going to be shocked, but I make the same as, I didn't say the actual number, but I said, I make the same as a police officer, or maybe a little less. And they were like, what? And I said, well, actually, yes, that's how it is. Mm-hmm. And they were like, well, how come you do it? I mean, you have all these degrees. Shouldn't you be making a ton of money? And I said, well, I can make money. I am smart enough to know how to make a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But nothing is as fun as getting to spend the day with you. Mm-hmm. And they were like, you're lying. No way. And I said, no, actually, there's a lot of us that enjoy you kids. And they go, why? And so I was like, well, there's a lot of reasons why we like you. We like your energy. We like to see the future in your eyes. We like to see it when you're bored and you're half asleep, and then all of a sudden you're leaning forward and you're excited about what we're talking about. We like that. And so I'm telling you, maybe 2 hours I was in there, and it isn't that I'm magical, believe me. All I'm saying is you just have to help them envision what it's really all about. It isn't about, oh, what do I got to do now? You know, no, it's so much deeper. It's like, get involved. And what do you really want? Nobody's even asked some of them because they're kind of young. You know, they're 13, 14 years old. And, you know, you don't think to ask a 13 or 14 year old, what do you want to do with your life? What impact do you want to make? But boy, if you do ask those questions, you get some profound answers. And we must be safe haven for them or something, because I got some great answers. So that's what I like. I like that part of it. And that's what I say sets TIA apart. And then before I left to come here to do the radio show, I said, and also be thinking, who wants to come and be a part of the radio show? Because I need one for today.
That's cool.
And I need, and they're like, what? We could be on the radio?
Nice.
I said, well, if you have a good message, what message do you have? I need to hear your message first. So
that's cool.
Funny thing is, yes, I have someone coming from that very class today to tape
our
show.
That's so cool. Yeah.
So, and she's an eighth grader. That's little.
Whoa, she's going to be so excited.
And she is one of those rare birds that sees ahead and has a plan.
How did it feel being in the classroom again? Because maybe it's been a while since you taught, maybe, and how did it feel just being in there again? How did you?
Oh man, I love it. I guess I am a good teacher. you know you're good to some degree because you know you kept getting good reviews or whatever. Like even when I was with TUSD, I got almost perfects, and that isn't to say you're perfect. It just means I was meeting what they wanted at the time, but. Then to just know that you're making such a big difference in their lives and to have them open up to you, it's just so refreshing because everybody needs a safe place. Everyone needs to know they're part of something. We always encourage the kids with the idea that your parents actually do care very much about you. They're just working two jobs. How many of your parents work two jobs? Oh my God, 3/4 of my class raised their hand. I said, can you imagine all those hours? You only come to school for like 6.5. They're working 8 hours and then maybe another 5 to 6, even 8 more hours a day. And the kids just like, wow, I never thought. So it's like we get to bridge the gap for families as well as bridge the gap for academic holes, you know, things they didn't learn with COVID and all. We also get to fill them back up with hope and dreams and adventures. And we do our own adventures right there. Like we just separated 34 boxes of food from Gap and they're going to distribute it today to the families.
Nice.
And they said, how does this work? How does this work? You mean we're just going to give it away? I said, well, yes, we're going to give it away. They couldn't believe we were going to give all that food away. They go, well, who's going to take it? And I said, probably your families. And it was just like dead silent, like, that's right. Oh, wow. And I don't know. That's what I like. And that's what I call being like that. Yes, I can teach reading, writing, and math. No, I'm a reading specialist. That's my area. I can get anybody to read. It doesn't matter what their problem is. It's not that hard. It's just repetition, consistency, motivation, adjust the mindset, you know, stop thinking that I can't. You just do a little bit of stuff and they will start reading. I'm telling you, it is not hard. It's only hard because schools are limited on resources sometimes. Maybe they don't have a reading specialist on staff. I happen to be one myself. And I have my friend is also one. And between the two of us, we can get anybody to read. People they thought were brain dead, we can get them to read. It's there are ways. So there you go.
I like that. You know what I like what you said is that, you know, the repetition and just how important that is and how has that helped you and what do you feel keeps the youth from keeping that repetition going, keeping that consistency going? What do you feel their struggles are in regards to staying on that consistency and, you know, just staying pretty much just doing it over and over again?
For some of them, it is an unstable family life.
Okay.
Maybe they are doubled up in another house. Maybe I have a couple of families that are like 12 to 15 people in a 2-bedroom, 1-bath. And so that means people are sleeping on the floor every night. So maybe they're squabbling over who's closest to the TV, but that's about their only choice. How fast, you know, how close can I get? I've been in their houses and seen like towels on the floor. Well, that I find out is their blanket, you know, so every now and then there is that. And, so, another thing that keeps them from being consistent is they don't believe it's going to make a difference. So that mindset isn't quite there yet. Also, their heart is not always set. They haven't opened their heart up because maybe they've had to close it because they feel scared or they feel unsure, or maybe they've listened to an older sibling or somebody who was just joking, but they took it to heart. Like, I'm an idiot. You know, I don't have nothing. I'm so you just have to like help them feel safe and then allow them to open when they're ready. And when they do, then you just say, well, what would you like to put in that place now that it's open? You know, oh, you have an issue with people who are poor. Yes, we didn't have food for a month once, and I lost like all this weight, and I was so afraid my parents were going to go to the hospital. And so people should have the right to get to eat. And I was like, okay, this is a future food ministry person right there. Or they'll open a place like The Gap, or they will join a soup kitchen. You never know. But this person is always going to have that strong feeling about the right people have to be nourished with food. Then you have other people that think that you should have you know, safety with mental issues, that the world is too wild out there. There should be calm, safe, quiet places. I mentored a teenager who wrote a business plan through your program that you have taught, the Hispanic Chambers Entrepreneurship Program. And my mentoree wrote a program for creating a safe place in every school, that if a child is just having a hard time, that they can request 15 minutes, 30 minutes, even up to an hour to just go into that room. And then in that room, there's specific things that she had set up, like, you know, coloring with very focused small places. That's like a mental.
It's like mindfulness kind of.
Yeah, mindfulness stuff. And then like cushions and a place you can just lay down because you didn't sleep because the neighbor was fighting and they were shooting at each other last night. Wow. That does happen. Making a safe place. So that's a person that, well, that girl, I don't know if she ever got that business off the ground, but I'm telling you, she's on to something. Don't we all need a little safe place, you know? And maybe our living room. Or it may be the bathroom. I know a lot of mothers who are trying to escape their children. And they're like, I have to go to the restroom. You know.
Yes, I do. So that's what she's
like. That's what we're doing in there.
You're like, honey, you've been in the bathroom for an hour. Are you okay? Yeah. Yes, I'm perfect.
You can hear snoring. Snoring in there.
Yep. So now you know the truth. Yeah. But you know what? We will find it, won't we? And we can find it either in a positive way or we can find it in a negative way. I'm going to say that bathroom is a positive, but a negative way wouldn't be drugs, you know, alcohol.
Well, we got 20 seconds till we sign out.
That's some good stuff.
Go ahead and tell people how they can contact Tucson International Academy by internet and by telephone.
All right. TucsonInternationalAcademy.com is our website. You can enroll right there. We're K-12. And if you want to have your child in a place that's got extra beyond academics, we are the place for you. And 100% getting accepted to college.
Nice. Thank you so much, Dr. J, once again. This is not the Making College Come True. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Better and Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz. Stay tuned for the Making College Come True Radio Show right after this.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today. Replacing your tires can cost nearly $3,000 over the life of your vehicle. Or you buy a set of tires once, roll them into the Total Car Care Guaranteed for Life program, and that's it. Forever. Seriously, buy it once and never purchase it again. Offered exclusively at MPG Tire and Auto. See program rules for details.
Hello, KBOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
At Ironwood Dental, their compassionate dentists pride themselves on quality care and patient comfort. Ironwood Dental stands behind the work they do, and they believe in building relationships with their patients and treating them with genuine care and respect. The doctors at Ironwood Dental can care for your whole family. They can perform a wide variety of dental services, ranging from orthodontics, sedation, implants, and pediatric care. Call Ironwood Dental at 888-2900 to speak with Nia or Kelly and get scheduled. Or visit their website at ironwooddentalaz.com to painlessly book your appointment online.